Hi there. What is your name?
My name is Helen Lofgren.
Can I interview you?
Yes, I'd be glad to.
What do you feel about all this tree stuff that happened?
Well, it's very sad for me because I've lived in this neighborhood and in this house for almost 40 years. So almost since the time when your parents would have been babies. That's how long I've lived in this house and in this neighborhood. And so right behind where all the trees have been cut down and the land destroyed. And my children grew up here. And so, and they and all the children in the neighborhood played out in the woods up there, and they loved it. And so it's, and the children who went before them played there. And if you know the story about Winnie the Pooh, do you know that story?
Yes.
Do you remember there's a story, or often they talk about the 100-acre woods?
Yes.
Well, when my daughter, who is now 41 years old, when she was very little, when she was about 2, and we'd walk up in the woods, there was a huge hemlock tree, very big, and it would take several people to put their arms together, hand to hand, to go around the tree. And she thought that the place there that we went to was the 100-acre woods in Winnie the Pooh, and we used to go up there and have picnics. Well, mm-hmm. As you can see, it's not like that anymore at all. There's just this straight, flat, wide road, and just bare earth and rocks on the side, yep. And no trees, so there's no 100-acre woods there anymore.
So you also, as you were answering that question, you also answered my second question, saying you were here when the trees were so big.
Yes.
So if you were them, what do you think would have been a better choice for them?
Well, I think they could have done very sensitive cutting of a few trees and designing houses that would fit in around the big trees and conserving the land. Not smashing rocks and boulders, not doing any of that, but building around and using those things as features that would make an interesting house. And that kind of architecture is very common. It can easily be done.
Why do you like trees?
Why do I like trees? Well, first off, they're beautiful, and there are many different kinds, and each individual tree has a personality sort of analogous to the personality of different people or the personality of a pet, an animal, or anything like that, and their shelter for animals. And when we went to the 100-acre woods, and that was a huge hemlock that we went under, it would shelter us from rain. They purify the air. They're just wonderful to be with and interesting, and birds and squirrels live in them, and they provide food, and they nourish the forest floor.
All right.
They absorb the rain. They use the rain.
Mm-hmm. All right. Do you want to live in that neighborhood without trees?
You know, if I were looking for a house right now, and somebody showed me this house that we live in now, and said, here's this really nice house, and this is, as you will agree, a comfortable house.
I would agree.
If somebody showed me this house, and I'd say, yeah, that's a really nice house, and then we go to the back, and we look, and we see the chain link fences, we see 4 chain link fences right out the back now, I'd say, oh my goodness, this is such a nice house, but I can't live here, I just can't live with something like that. But since I've lived here for 40 years, moving is a difficult kind of thing. It's possible it would still happen. It's not my plan now, but I've never before thought that this neighborhood wouldn't be for me. And the only reason why it wouldn't be is because of that destruction right out the back and those fences. And unfortunately for us, we were the people and the house most impacted by this development. It's not that I wish it on my neighbor, that some neighbor got it and I didn't. It's just that it's so awful and it happens to be worst here.
Is there anything else you would like to include in this interview?
Nothing, except that I'm really glad to see that young people like you are becoming reporters and investigating things going on, because this is the world that you will inherit. And I like to see young people asking questions and getting interested and finding out information. So I'm really, really pleased to be a part of your reporting.
Well, there you have it, folks. Everybody that I came to and asked them to interview hates what's going on. So this is what I'm saying. That was just a bad decision to do this.